Stephen A. would have been in there, but I'm not. Adam Silver said the NBA is considering switching the voting process for all NBA selections, where voters select the 15 best players regardless of position. Do you like this?
I love it. Mad props to J.J. Redick, who had mentioned it, and I completely agree with him. It should be just the top 15 players in the league. It shouldn't be by position. It should be positionless. I totally agree, and I'm proud that Adam Silver, yet again, is showing why he's a great commissioner, taking this into consideration.
All right. We know the Warriors like to turn it up in the third. Well, the Celtics match that energy in the fourth and then some. The Celtics outscored the Warriors 40-16 in the fourth quarter to turn a 12-point deficit after three into a 12-point win. Boston's plus 24 scoring margin matched the largest in any quarter in finals history and was the best in any fourth quarter. Kendrick Perkins, what went wrong for Golden State?
Well, everything went wrong for Golden State. Look, let me tell you what went wrong. What went wrong is, Molly, who they played in the Western Conference. And I'm not disrespecting anybody, but listen, the Western Conference is a weaker conference. We all know that the East is much better than the West. And so what happened was last night, guess what? It's just like a boxing match, okay? The Golden State Warriors, they came out and they threw a couple of hooks, they threw a couple straight rights, and they tried to knock them out. And what happened was the Boston Celtics took the punch and said, you know what? Hey, this is not too much for us. I got him. I done took his best shot. That's what boxers do. That's what the Celtics done. They saw that, you know what? The Golden State Warriors hit hard, but they don't knock you out. And so since they didn't knock them out, guess what happened? They gave the Boston Celtics more life and more hope and more belief. Now in game two, it's really going to be a problem because you took their best punch and now they have nothing else to throw at you. 21 points in the first quarter by Steph Curry. I mean, I don't know a harder punch or a straight right that's better than that.
Kendrick Perkins, I respectfully disagree with your point about you took their best punch. Because the reality of the situation is that we've seen Klay Thompson explode in a game five or a game six, for example. I'm saying that when you talk about their best punch, there are other punches the Golden State Warriors can throw. Now, you don't have to shrivel up your face like that and act like you got the same kind of attitude these athletes have. You're talking to your little big bro here, okay? So what I'm trying to say to you is just relax, all right? I agree where you're coming from in terms of your props to the Boston Celtics. I'm just simply modifying that particular position. I don't think we can sit up there and say in all honesty, Kendrick Perkins, that was Golden State's best punch. We know that Golden State can play better. We know that they can do better. Now, the fact that they didn't do better, you can't credit the Boston Celtics. I ain't got no issue with that. But it doesn't mean that that's not something that the Golden State Warriors can overcome, because ultimately what it comes down to is your ability to make shots. And this is one of the elite shooting teams that we have seen. We know they've got the personnel to overcome the level of adversity. I will say this, though, Kendrick Perkins, to show how fair we both are. Are you sitting back for this one? I got something special for you, Kendrick Perkins. I got something special for you. I think
it's either
1-7 or like 1-8. Golden State's record in games without Kevin Durant, postseason, in series rather, without Kevin Durant. It's something like that. I mean, I don't know. I got to look up the number again. But since Kevin Durant has departed, see how fair I am? Since Kevin Durant has departed from Golden State, they're having some problems. They're having some problems in the postseason. Just thought it would need to be said.
Yeah, they are. But Stephen A., let me explain something to you, okay? Usually when Golden State go up by 10 or 15 points, what's your natural reaction when you're watching the
game? They're
going to win. What do you usually say? Be honest.
They're about to run them out of the building. They're about to run them out of the building.
Yep. Especially at home. Any other team, we would have been like, it's over. They didn't go up by 10 to 15 one time. They was up by 10 to 15 on multiple occasions, twice, where they went up and Boston walked it down. See, here's the thing that I want to explain to you again about Klay Thompson and about Jordan Poole. See, we focus on Marcus Smart, and rightfully so, as being the defensive player of the year, okay? Give him all the credit. You know, he's going to guard Steph Curry. Steph Curry is going to win some of those battles because he's just that spectacular. When we talk about a top 15 greatest player of all time, that's knocking at the door of being the top 10 greatest player of all time. But when we talk about Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole, this is why I love Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum so much. Not what they bring on the offensive end, but them being 6'6", and Jason Tatum being 6'10", because he's legit 6'10" when you see him in person. Being athletic, being lengthy, long and size, and being able to move their feet. This is why I say Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson are going to struggle, Stephen A. They're going to struggle because Boston have multiple defenders that are capable of locking up at the wing position. Like, I'm hoping to see a better series so we can see, you know, seven games and watch some overtime games. But I don't know if that's going to happen. If Steph Curry don't even have the night that he had last night, this game ain't even close.
Let me say this to you, and I'm not throwing shade, because damn it, we all wrong, especially me when it comes to the NBA Finals, because I get emotional and I think about the cities that I want to be in more than I think about the basketball team. So we know that my record ain't great with the NBA Finals. But I will say this to you. Let me throw a little shade on you respectfully. You've been wrong about the Boston Celtics before, but in all seriousness, let's analyze why. Because there have been a few occasions where the Boston Celtics team that you know and love didn't show up. So you keep thinking about what Golden State will do or hasn't done or may be incapable of doing. I'm saying I can point to a Boston Celtics team that looked lights out one game and then show up the next, and you like, who the hell are these guys? What the hell are they doing? Boston tends to do that from time to time. So let's take into account the fact that what we saw from Boston in game one, while lethal, and recognizing that if that continues, Golden State's going to lose this series, let's also understand that it's entirely possible, especially when they go home, that the Boston Celtics might not resemble the team we know them to be. That is possible.
Oh, Steven, no. And guess what? I don't disagree with you. I still have this series going seven. All I'm saying is what I told you the other day when I came on here earlier this week. My opinions are based on the facts, okay? When the facts change, guess what? My opinion changed. I think we all need to live by that. That's the perfect analogy. When the facts change, the opinions change. That's just what it is. But from what I saw last night,
right,
the Celtics are more athletic. They have more size, and I just don't see the Warriors overcoming that. I'm not saying they're gonna get swept. You know what the great Shaquille O'Neal used to say? He used to say when people try to guard him, you could get physical with me the first quarter, you could get physical with me in the second quarter, you could get physical with me in the third quarter, but guess what? When it comes to that fourth quarter, I got you. And you're
very
gonna
important
be dead.
Points.
So what happened?
Very important point to bring up. You're right. I get where you're coming from. I'm of the mindset that if Golden State could figure out three games on how to beat Boston, they could beat them a fourth game in the game seven. So if Boston takes them out, I think it'll be in six instead of seven on a seventh game at the Chase Center. Number two, Shaquille O'Neal, there should be an arrest warrant for him. I want to bring this up. Did you see that? Did you see that ridiculous suit he had on yesterday? I mean, come on. Shaquille O'Neal.
I thought it looked good.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Shaquille, he needs to take that suit and burn it in effigy. I don't want to hear that. Stop it. That suit that Shaquille, you too damn big, Shaquille O'Neal, to have on that suit that he had on yesterday. I mean, it was not impressive. I'm calling Shaquille O'Neal out on national television. That suit, Lord have mercy, Molly, you should have seen it. If you ain't seen it, go back to the TV. I'm surprised
I didn't
we
see
saw
it,
him
I
on
wish
TV.
You told me so I
mean,
I could have got a
suit
clip
was
of
so,
it first,
the you know. Suit was so damn loud, I'm shocked we saw Shaq instead of the suit. I mean, it was one of those things straight out of Michael Irvin's closet. I'm telling you now. It was straight out of Michael Irvin's closet, Molly. I said, what the hell is going on?
I'm Googling it it right now.
Oh, Lord, wait till you see it, Molly.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Molly, your head is, your neck is going to snap back when you see it, Molly.
No, you know what came up? You know what came up when I Googled, Shaq's suit? He has his own suit line, so I can't even get a picture of it.
Is that what work out of during the game? That better not be one of them. That better not be one of them.
See, that's the problem I have. What's wrong with the big fellas stepping out of their comfort zone every now and then, huh?
Hold on, just because they got to add a little bit more fat.
What's wrong with that?
Can I answer the question?
Yeah.
Can I answer the question? Listen, Mr. Alcatraz, you don't get to say that how you just started the show. Don't even try it, okay? Don't even try it. You just did it to bring up the handcuffs. That's all. You know good and damn well you wouldn't be caught dead with that suit if you didn't have those handcuffs. That's number one. Number two, if you're going to be big like y'all are, right, 300-plus pounds, you know, talk about big and sexy and all of this other stuff, at least have to have a suit that's not made out of your damn tablecloth. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, I'm trying to tell you right now, Molly, that suit that he wore yesterday,
okay, no
Uncle
more
Jerome
commentary
and the crew,
until
they
I
laughing
get to see
right
it.
Now. They know what I'm saying. That damn suit, that damn suit that he had on, the only reason people said it was okay is because they work with him. That's my brother Shaq, my big brother. You know how much I love him. But my God, that suit that he wore yesterday,
I heard about Jason Tatum. I didn't hear about Shaq, but I will check it out right now. We got to get in a break. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Quick Take: Nike founder Phil Knight and Dodgers part owner Alan Smolinski put in an offer of more than $2 billion to buy the Blazers. They plan to remain aggressive in acquiring the team, sources telling ESPN. Stephen A., what do you think?
Well, damn, they represent half the players in the league anyway, so they might as well own a team. I mean, that was my initial reaction. But Phil Knight and Nike has been synonymous with the game of basketball for decades, and I have no problem with it. I know the Blazers said they're not up for sale, but Phil Knight and Nike, based out of Oregon, if they ended up getting the Blazers, I wouldn't mind it at all. I think it's good for basketball.
All right, speaking of the B word, LeBron James has made history again, joining the billionaire club. That, according to Forbes, huge congrats. King James is the first active NBA player to join that exclusive club. Although LeBron and the Lakers struggled this season, he did become the oldest player to average over 30 points per game in a season. Stephen A., can LeBron's brand afford to miss the playoffs again?
The LeBron brand transcends the game of basketball, so it's always going to be prolific in its own right. And let me just take a second to say major, major props to him. Continues to shine, continues to be a role model extraordinaire. For as much credit as he deserves for his exploits on the basketball court, what he has done off the court in terms of what he's explored and ventured into, the people like Maverick Carter, Paul Rivera, Rich Paul, and others that he's had surround him, Adam Mendelsohn, and all of these guys, they simply do a phenomenal job. He's got a phenomenal team. And when you pick the right team and these guys go out and are as efficient as they have been, you just can't say enough about him. He's a role model in every sense of the word, and I'm proud of him. I'm proud to know him, the little bit that I do. He's just an incredible, incredible role model and an inspiration to so many people. I would tell you, having said all of that, when it comes to him missing the playoffs, in terms of him ascending and continuing on that trajectory, I think being relevant in the postseason helps everything. I think not being relevant in the postseason doesn't necessarily derail him. it just doesn't hold the same level of momentum. LeBron James is synonymous with winning. He's not the guy that you want to see sitting at home tweeting as opposed to being on the court participating. You understand that every year can't be a championship, but relevancy is an entirely different thing than championship. You might not win the championship every year. He's got four, he's lost six. But for the most part, he was in the playoffs pretty much all the time throughout his career, up until the last few years or so. And so what I'm saying to you, Kendrick Perkins, is sure, LeBron James is going to continue to shine. But when he's winning basketball games and he's relevant in the playoff and championship contention category, I think it goes a long way towards maintaining the trajectory that it's on, as opposed to stalling somewhat. And he's never going to drop off. But in terms of that trajectory that he's on, I do think that he needs postseason participation.
You know what? And I don't disagree with you. And I know you and I had this debate once before about a month ago. Does the playoffs miss LeBron James? And I said, hell no, because of the rising young stars in the NBA and us getting the opportunity to see them. But I'm not going to even go that route today, Stephen A., because I want to appreciate LeBron James and give my brother props. You know, me and LeBron James go back since the seventh grade when I was playing with the Houston Hoops and he was playing with the Ohio Shooting Stars. And every AAU tournament, we used to meet up in the championship, whether that was down there in Georgia at the Peach Jam or, you know, the Vegas tournaments, whatever it was, AAU Nationals. And I watched the growth of LeBron James from us going to ABCD camp, for us actually, from us battling to see who was going to be the number one spot until we got to the 10th grade and he took over the number one spot for us being the best player in the country. But I got to see a side of LeBron James growing up that nobody else saw. I witnessed a kid, a 16-year-old kid, young man, should I say, that was before his time. While we were sitting between AAU games playing with the Oakland Soldiers together, and I'm eating McDonald's in between seven AAU games on a Saturday, this man was eating fruit. This man was drinking water. This man was going to sessions that he had set up, going to media training. Now transitioning over into basketball. I remember when he got drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have an interview out. He was 18 or 19 years of age. And he said right then, he said, I want to be the first billionaire. I want to be the first guy to reach $1 billion while playing the game of basketball. And damn it, he did it. And yes, he has a great circle of people around him. You name Mav, you name Randy, you name Rich Paul. But I'm going to give a shout out to Mama Gloria and my sister Savannah James. Savannah James been holding LeBron James down since the 10th or 11th grade. Absolutely. Never trying to be all up on the scene. Just being at home and being a wife to him and letting him be the best version of himself. This is a guy that has to leave practice and go to commercial shoots and then follow up, go take a nap and get treatment around the clock. See, when you strive for greatness, it's a lot that goes into this. It's a lot of times that you're missing away from your family and your kids. So when I look at this guy, when I look at my brother LeBron, and I watched the path that he took, and I watched the intelligence and how strategic he moved, and how he's never been caught up in nonsense or BS. It's always us critiquing his game. It's never us critiquing anything else outside of basketball, because he don't give us a reason to. He don't give us a reason to. And so for him to reach this accomplishment is huge. It's big time. And what he has done is he has laid out the blueprint for the next generation. Now look, Stephen A. Molly, we talk about the guys, and I come on here and talk about the guys like the Ben Simmons of the world that I feel like are actually messing it up for the next generation when you go to the, when they come to the CBA, how the owners are gonna say, I don't wanna give you X amount of dollars. I tell you one person who haven't messed it up, LeBron James. And I just wanted to tell him that I appreciate him on national television, and I love him, and I watched his whole journey, and I just want to applaud him, his family, and everybody around him that's in his circle.
I echo those sentiments 1,000% because we all should have love for LeBron James. We all should appreciate him. The level of professionalism that this man has exhibited throughout his career is nothing short of phenomenal. And I've said this on many, many occasions, but the things that we have seen transpire, the things that we have lamented about the modern-day athlete, it shifts gears when you talk about LeBron James. And it really encapsulates everything with this one statement. My God, are we going to miss him when he's gone? Mm. Because the example that he set, very, very few people seemed ill-equipped to follow. They may be it on the court, or they may be it off the court. We don't see anybody that has it both put together the way that he is. And I love the fact that you brought up his mama and his wife because they're two great women. And there's no bigger fan of Savannah than me, outside of her husband and children, of course. But she is absolutely a phenomenal woman. Behind every great man, as they say, is a great woman. And by his side. She is special. She really,
actually,
really is. And that's what gives him the freedom to do it. That's right. That's what gives him the reason. That's what gives him the ability to focus on what he's focused on. Mm-hmm. Because she got everything else handled. Everything. She's phenomenal.
Absolutely. Huge congrats to the family. Yeah. We'll leave it there, guys.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stephen A., as we're waiting on Cooper Kupp to join us, we're super excited to have the reigning MVP, Super Bowl MVP, joining us in just a moment. I'll ask you this, Stephen A., what are the chances you think the Rams repeat as Super Bowl champions and run it back?
Well, I think they got a shot, but I think it's by default because I think as we scour the NFC conference, we got to look at things. First of all, you've got some issues in San Francisco with Deebo Samuels, plus their quarterback position. Who's going to be your quarterback? So you've got that going on. Seattle, Russell Wilson is no longer there. You look at Green Bay. You lost Davante Adams and Valdez Scantling as your wideout. So you've got some issues with the receivers there. Dallas is Dallas. Okay, Cedric Wilson is gone. Amari Cooper is gone. Obviously, Gallup and CeeDee Lamb still are there. Philadelphia, you're hearing that they're coming on strong, but are they really there as of yet? Because there's question marks about Jalen Hurts. Of course,
Stephen
Tom
A.,
Brady
gonna,
is still
I'm going to pause you.
No, no.
I'm going to pause you because I hear that we have Cooper Kupp. So let's bring him in right now. Cooper, you got, there he is, comfortable at home. Cooper, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
I don't know if you heard what I just asked Stephen A., but that's where I'm going to pick up. I said to Stephen A., you know, what are the chances this Rams squad, obviously you guys are loaded, have an incredible coach, are able to run it back? And, you know, he said you guys have a shot. So I'll ask you this. What would be the determining factor, in your opinion, for you to repeat as champs?
Man, there's just so much that goes into a season, so much stuff that has to go right, so much stuff that can go wrong. So, you know, for us, it's really about this process that we've established, you know, stacking blocks one day at a time, putting yourself in a position where, you know, you're a better team. Instead, you come in week one, can you be a better team in week 17 than you were when you came into the season? You know, we're going to trust that process. It's not always a pretty thing. It's not always, you know, it's not always 07 Patriots where you're just rolling through people. You know, there's highs and lows, there's ebbs and flows to the season. You know, we went through a November where we didn't win a game. So last year, so there's just you know, being able to you know, get through that stuff and trust the process and continue to stack blocks, move forward. You know, that's going to be kind of our mantra.
My brother, I'm proud of you, man, because you big time. You had a big time year last year. And you deserve all the praise and acclaim that you receive. And make sure you give my props to my brothers, Aaron Donald, and your coach, Sean McVay, because I think he did a hell of a job. I'm a huge, huge fan of his. But I got to ask you this question. Although I think I know the answer, far be it for me to assume that it was just the quarterback position. But I want you to answer for the public. As great as you are, how the hell did you go from 94 and 92 receptions, respectively, in the previous two seasons to 145 receptions last season? Could you tell us how that happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, the easy answer, obviously, is what you've touched on. You know, having Matthew Stafford come in and the player that he is. But I think it's a mixture of not only just the player that he is, but in terms of the way that a quarterback and a receiver see the game in the same way. When you've got guys that understand the game and see it in a similar way, and then also want to attack things and be able to spend the time to sync up and really be able to see the game through each other's eyes. I think that's what makes a huge difference. It's not just about him. It's not just about me. It's not just about our receiver room or what any of that is. But it's just being able to be on the same page. And because I didn't do anything different. I try to be a better football player from one year to the next. I didn't go and rewrite my training schedule or my training workouts. I didn't redo anything. It was just, I tried to stack blocks a little at a time, a little better. And, as I've kind of gone through that, you get this opportunity to play with Matthew Stafford. And just in terms of us being able to see things the same way, I think that's really what allowed us to kind of elevate that, what that production ended up being.
Stafford to Kupp has been seamless, and I think the change of scenery worked out well for everybody, including Matthew. I forget what he says in that commercial he has. I think life-changing, the decision.
Life-changing.
Right? You know what I'm talking about.
I've seen it about 40 times.
I know. It's a good commercial. He did a good job in that. I want to transition to another one of your teammates. Aaron Donald has obviously been in the news lately as he's waiting for that new deal. But he said he would be content retiring. Now, Sean McVay had said contract talks are trending in the right direction. What's the likelihood that 99 is back with you guys this season? Because we know what a playmaker he is.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what those odds are, what the likelihood is. I've been in contact with him and just, making it clear, obviously, I don't need to tell him that I want him back. I don't need to tell him that, hey, it would help us a ton. It would help me a ton. It would be great for us if the best defensive player maybe in history came and played again this season. So he doesn't need to hear that. He has his career. He's got his family. He's got stuff that he needs to take and make a decision for himself on this. I would obviously love to have him back. And being able to play with him has been an incredible honor. So I'm not sure what the odds are that he comes back. I obviously would love it if he were able to come back and be around with us again.
Well, before I ask you my next question, let me just give you a quick commentary in terms of Aaron Donald. I think he's the best in the world. I don't think he should just be the highest paid interior lineman. I think he should be the highest paid lineman in all of football by a mile because he's that lethal. I do want to hear him say he wants to play, though. He just wants his money as opposed to saying, I'm all right. I'm ready to retire. That worries me a little bit, but that's all. Having said that, let me come to you with this. Molly asked me this before you came on the set. I'm looking at the NFC conference. Russell Wilson's gone. San Francisco's got some issues. Tom Brady retired, then unretired. Dallas is Dallas. I'm not giving them any love. The Philadelphia Eagles are relevant, and the Green Bay Packers lost their top two receivers. I'm wondering, as you scour the NFC conference, are you guys of the belief we're the reigning Super Bowl champions and there's some issues all around the conference? This is ours again to take.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the approach we take, regardless of the exodus that's kind of been seen out of the NFC into the AFC in terms of some of the talented players that have moved. But, for us, we live inside out. We judge ourselves, our expectations within our walls are going to be higher than anything from the outside. Our expectation year in and year out is to go win a Super Bowl, to be able to compete for that world championship. And, that's our belief. So, regardless of where those things are this year, that's kind of how we believe it. We go into each game believing we are the best team that steps on the field. And if we can just do what we do, if we can be the players that we believe that we are and execute to the best of our ability, we believe we're going to walk off that field with a W. So, for us, it's not about really looking around the league as much as it is looking inward at who we are, and, you know, being the best versions of ourselves. And I think that's, you know, that allows us to kind of, you know, move forward, not being a comparison thing, but just like, hey, let's be us, go out week after week and play our game. And, you know, we believe we'll walk off that field with a W.
I love your humility, because when you look inwards and you say, let's just be us, that's the champions. I mean, that's what you guys are. You're the Super Bowl champions. I know you're not in the business, Cooper, of calling guys up and telling them how bad you want them. You said that with Aaron Donald. But Odell Beckham Jr. remains a free agent as well. How badly do you want the Rams to re-sign OBJ?
Man, that would just be the coolest thing. What he was for us last year, as I mean, I guess I can speak on just as a player first, what he was able to do coming into this offense, learning it, and then being able to go and execute the way he did was absolutely incredible. But then just as a person, as a teammate, how he was, you know, in our building, I would absolutely love nothing more than just to be able to have him come back and be a part of what we're building here. And I mean, it just hurts. I talk to him, you know, daily, you know, be able to keep up with him. Would love to have him back, and there's a lot of stuff that has to be worked through because of just how terrible is the unfortunate situation where, you know, he was going to have an unbelievable game that Super Bowl, the way that things were trending and just the way that you know, the Bengals were playing us, the game plan that we had in for him to be able to just go off that game. It kills me the way that whole thing worked out, but would absolutely love to have him back. And I know our receiver room, I know the guys across the board would love to have him back in our building.
Well, first of all, let me say this about Odell Beckham Jr., who I know a little bit. I'm so happy that you said what you said on a couple of levels. Number one, I thought he would have given you a run for your money for Super Bowl MVP because it was trending in that direction. That brother was about to put on a show. But number two, and more importantly, I'm glad you spoke about him the way that you did, because Odell Beckham Jr. is a good brother. This brother cares. He goes out there. He puts in the work. He's a spectacular talent, and he's gotten too much shade thrown on him throughout the years. This is a good brother, and I'm really hoping that he re-signs with y'all, because I think that's the perfect place for him to be. Because like me, he does love L.A. Let's be very clear about that. Now, before I let you get on out of here, you're not just an elite football player. I know you're a sports fan. Talk to me about the NBA Finals for a second here, and tell me who you got winning this series. Is it going to be Golden State, or is it going to be Boston? Where you at with that, Cooper?
Man, I'll tell you what, the way that Boston played yesterday, the things that they did, I mean, I going into this series, I thought the way that the Warriors played, it was going to be a tough thing for them. You know, just the level of play the Warriors had, you know, in the semifinals. But my goodness, watching Boston come out after such a hard-fought series and play the way they did, I mean, that's a special team right there. So I'm leaning towards Boston. I don't know.
We make picks.
I don't want to bet against Steph Curry.
We make picks on First Take, Cooper. You got to pick one, man.
You
got
to pick one.
I'm
going to
go Boston. I can't
Boston.
Say all that. I'm going to go Boston. I can't say all that and not choose Boston.
Yeah, he's going Boston. All right. Cooper, I'll let you in. Stephen A's very nervous right now because he's been really going hard for the Warriors. He's going to be really depressed if he's
all
wrong
year,
on this.
Cool.
He's
Day
been
one.
Like their number one fan since the offseason.
Yeah.
All right, Cooper, before we let you roll, please tell me about your partnership with Pataday.
Yeah, so Pataday, once daily relief extra strength, has just been selling for me. We get in this point in the time, OTAs, I'm out here trying to grind, trying to get through the focus and concentration it takes to be the best version of me in these times. The worst thing is when you're dealing with all your allergies, itchy eyes, not being able to see, hard to catch a ball when you can't see. You know, it's just been something that for me has been a huge help. So, you know, in the morning, one drop, knocks it out for 24 hours. Steven, now I know you're allergic to the Cowboys. I can't help you with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want more information, you can go check out Pataday.com. Check it out. I don't think they can help you, but you can go take a look.
Yeah. Ain't no help for me with the Cowboy fans. It's not the Cowboys. It's their fans. It's their fans that I can't stand. I love L.A. fans, though. I love L.A. What can I say?
I do, too.
What can I say? Yes, I'm sure you do.
What's not to love? All right, Cooper, thank you. I have horrible allergies, so I will check out Pataday. I will check it all out in the one drop, because if that can get me right in the morning, I'm with it. Thank you so much for being with us, and come join us anytime. Best of luck this upcoming season if we don't talk to you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
I tried to tell y'all, and guess where I'm at? In the Chase Center, eating good. But look, that's besides the point. Celtics in seven. I told y'all they was getting game one. They got on their ass like diapers on a baby, okay? Took them home, took over the fourth quarter. The Celtics said, what? You know I'm with the cake set. They sweet. You know what I mean? They sweet. That's what the Celtics say. They sweet.
I love the prop. Wait, Perk, I got to say this really quick before either of you jump in here. Perk, I felt like that was an imitation of Stephen A. And just hold that thought because I have another video I need to show you and then we can react. Please, please roll that.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you?
Was that your, I want to know, was that your Stephen A. impression with that video?
It was, Molly, but I will say this. And you know what? That's spot on because just like he has a great relationship with Jerry Jones, I don't have a great relationship with the owner of the or the owners of the Golden State Warriors, but I will say this. Their customer service last night was absolutely beautiful. I mean, they served me cake, burgers, chicken tenders, steaks. I mean, all the above. Let me go behind the counter. Listen, not right now, Molly. Not right now. Don't bring up diet. All right,
I had
10 Dr. Peppers, and they let me go behind the counter to take my video. And like I said, on they behinds like diapers on the baby. I got Clay's right here. I got Steph right here.
Oh, my Lord.
And I got Draymond right here.
Disrespectful.
I got the. Listen, I'm telling you straight up. This is everything to me because look, you know what else, Molly? Let me tell you this.
Yeah, tell me.
I thought I was coming to San Francisco, and I thought I was gonna get hate. I thought they was not gonna like me, but they actually love me out here in San Francisco, and it's surprising. The only thing I hate about San Francisco is the weather. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I agree with you about the weather. That's why I can't stand San Francisco. I can't stand. Why the hell am I flying all the way out west for the same weather I can get back east? Matter of fact, it could be a little bit colder here because of that air coming off of the Pacific Ocean. You know what I'm saying? And they got some sharks and whales up in this water. Let's be clear about that. That's no joke. But I will say this, Molly.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's one thing to see Perk with the food. Let me tell you what's unique about this. Okay. It was post-game. Everything's closed, but somehow this brother find the food. I mean, think about that. Everything closed, Molly. You can't get anything when the game is over. All the concession areas, they think they're packing the food, is gone. But somehow, Kendrick Perkins post-game, got food right in front of him all over the damn place.
And he had a lockdown look to start the show. Let me get in a break. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Jason Tatum dressed to impress last night before his first finals appearance in game one. Fellas, what do we think?
Well, that explains why he shot 3 for 17. I mean, he didn't know who the hell he was. I mean, Ryan Clark said it on Get Up Early this morning.
Let me get another.
He rolled in with a jacket that had seven different personalities. Oh, I mean, what the hell?
There's her. Okay. Look at that. The lockdown look.
The perk burger.
Hey, but you, listen.
No, I don't like that one. You shouldn't need to have it with the Alcatraz in the background. Oh, Lord.
Okay, Time out. Hold on.
I don't know what Stephen A. is talking about.
Yeah, let me say something real quick, Perk. Stephen A., I don't think that's bad at all. What are you talking about?
You had to see it in person. It looked like a damn tablecloth. It ain't working.
Stephen A., you wear blue plaid blazers all the time on First Take.
We love Shaq. And see, this is the problem. This is the problem. Because we love Shaq so much, we tend to lean towards complimentary stuff. Here's what y'all don't know. This brother critiques everybody's outfit. Now, sometimes he'll say it to your face. Other times he'll say it behind his back. But the one thing Shaq thinks he is a fashion guru. He'll walk around and look at everybody and whisper, look at that person. Look at what they're wearing. Look at what they're wearing. Look at what they're wearing. Like he's so GQ. Damn it, he wasn't yesterday. That's a tablecloth suit, okay? You could get that in IKEA
Perk,
for crying out loud. No,
IKEA doesn't sell suits. Go ahead, Perk.
I thought that suit looked damn good on the big fella.
You would say that. You with that damn prison outfit you showed up with today.
See the problem you have is you have a problem when the big fellas outdress you.
That ain't happened. That damn sure didn't happen yesterday.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.